It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Bases. Good to be back with you. I'm Kyle Seeloff. The Marlins are off in Jupiter today, but we are not. And our guest this morning is 13-year big league veteran, a Hialeah native, born and raised in Miami, new Marlins left-hander, Gio Gonzalez. Gio has inked a minor league deal with Miami. He has an invitation to big league camp. Now, his arrival only adds to the starting pitching depth, and he is set to report to Jupiter soon and compete for a job on the big league roster. So freshly signed, the ink is barely dry. Here is new Marlins left-hander, Gio Gonzalez.
Okay, joining us now on this episode of Beyond the Bases, a special guest, a new Marlin, although I would venture to say he knows a lot about this organization. New Marlins left-hander, he's been around a long time, but Gio Gonzalez is joining us. Gio, welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for having me, buddy.
Boy, if I told you at 35 years old and stops in Oakland, Washington, Milwaukee, and Chicago that you put on a Miami Marlins uniform 13 years ago, you would have told me what?
Wow. I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid. You know, it was always a dream of mine to play for the hometown. And, you know, obviously I've had some fortunate with other organizations, but this was this one touched a little more closer to home. This was closer to the heart. You know, I got a lot of love from Hialeah, Florida, especially being born and raised here, growing up in the parks, Gillette Park, you know, Core League, you know, all these HAA, all that stuff. I grew up in all the areas. So it's pretty cool to represent being a local, especially playing for the hometown team. It's a bigger honor to me. It's almost like wearing the ultimate jersey.
You know, I've talked to so many guys, and you get to spring training or you get to the regular season and guys get nervous, like, and then the jitters go away. Will it be more nerve-wracking even after all these years in the league when you have Marlins written across your chest and you're about to throw a big league baseball?
I think it'd be more exciting. I don't think the nerves would be there. And if it is, it's going to be like that good thing. If the butterflies are still there, it means you still got love for what you do. And, you know, I think it's more exciting because I've been practicing and kind of like staying in the loop with some of the guys that have been on the team. You know, I was fortunate to run into them a little bit with Ron's place in Pinecrest. So, you know, I had therapy there and the guys would help me out. And I got to see some of the guys that were there a year ago. So it's cool that you get the text messages from them and hearing them out and, you know, getting a text from Miggy Rojas telling you, hey, you know, welcome aboard. You know, immediately he's already same shoe size. So got to take care of your captain on the field. So aside from that, it's pretty exciting to, you know, see the guys there. I mean, I just want to get there. You know, I had Ross Detweiler, also another guy that I came up with the Nationals playing there with him. And I got to play with him last year with the White Sox, which I think he's going to do wonders for the Marlins, you know, especially he's established a cutter that's going to do outstanding. So I'm fortunate to say that I get to pick some brains, some young arms there, some guys that are establishing, you know, their superstar talent. And you know, I get to watch that at firsthand a little bit in spring training. So it's going to be pretty cool to kind of step foot in there and see some of the guys.
I want to get into all that nitty gritty baseball stuff, but I never believed it when I came down here personally 10 years ago and somebody told me Miami's a really big place, but you're going to find in select communities, everybody knows each other. And I know growing up in Hialeah, Gio, it's a very special place to you and for many guys that grew up there that have made it to the big leagues. But can you expound on that, like what it means to that community? I mean, even it meant so much that you spent 13 years in the big leagues, but now to put on a Marlins uniform for the people that you know, so many people that you grew up with.
Absolutely. I grew up in you know, Hialeah, right there, right behind 49th Street. Look at, we got so many young guys that grew up in Hialeah. It's very small group, but to me, it's very brotherly elite group as far as that. You know, there's even locals. There's plenty of locals here that are still playing in the big leagues and have played and continue to do that. But, you know, Manny Machado lived a couple blocks from me in Hialeah. So he lived in Mango Hill. I lived in Hialeah, so in the heart of it. And he was also, then you have Albert Armora, who lives right there behind 49th Street, where we used to, you know, where you know where Taco Bell is, McDonald's. That's that. It's almost like the South Beach Row, but in Hialeah. So if you mention that, you know where you're at, you know. But that was it. To represent the Marlins and to put on that uniform, it's pretty cool. You know, I used to eat at Moro Caso for breakfast with friends and family. I know the owner there. I go eat in Sarucci sandwich down there in Hialeah with the sandwiches that, you know, that's been there since day one. And Di Piazza Pizza, you know, this is where I used to go to. My parents used to go to with our family. These are friends and family. So the year that I was runner up or third place in Cy Young, I was celebrating it at Di Piazza. This is in Hialeah. So I'm very well connected with the community down here. You know, I stay connected with the kids at Hialeah High and participate as much as I can. I still sponsor them. I've been doing that for over 10 years now. You know, so to me, it's pretty cool because then you start getting the text message from old friends and guys that grew up and played against you in high school and so on and so on. So to me, this is just opening up a can of worms with friends and family and exciting, especially to do it at home. You know, I'm only a couple minutes away from the stadium, so that's – if, you know, again, we're all playing the if card. So everything just played out well. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, Adrian took his time to come and watch me throw a bullpen out in Pinecrest. And, you know, it was cool. The stories that go on about, you know, childhood memories and what he remembered and him talking to me. And I was just happy to see everything go in full circle. So
let's get into the if, though, because I think it's interesting, right? A two-time All-Star, man, you've had tons of success. Drafted in the first round, you've signed free agent deals, you've been released, you've been traded, you've done it all. Now you're in camp on a minor league deal. But take us through the offseason a little bit, kind of how this transpired for you. Weird year last year, were you thinking about maybe no more baseball for me? Where are you at right now?
I mean, last year was a tough one. I think last year almost put it down as like you have to play one more. You definitely have to try to shoot out a full season. I think how it went with the White Sox and how it ended was, you know, night and day. It was starter role, and then obviously they had young talent and guys that they wanted to kind of rely on, and obviously guys that are coming back from this year for this year. You know, it's understandable how that route went, but you know, at the end of the day. When the Marlins came and gave me my chance, they did the whole MRI thing. Everything came out positive, which was great. You know, there was a lot more healing and better progress, especially 6 months out. You have all the time in the world to kind of get back to the swing of things. But I think for me, we were just trying to find that job. You know, I had a couple showcases down there at Pinecrest Therapy Center, where Ron and his crew were constantly working with me, and some of the Marlins guys were there working out and this and that. We had our chit chats. We always, you know, that's just the players amongst each other. But once the time came, I had a couple shows. There's guys now to this day, and my heart goes out to them, man. It is a work. It is not right. Easy. You know, some of these guys have to go through obstacle courses to get that look and kind of feel like, you know, they have a shot to play. You know, there's guys that I've talked to now, like there's a kid now down there. His name is Eric Manoa, Alec Manoa's brother. He's a local there. He's doing incredible. He's throwing his bullpens. He's been spot on. I throw with him every day. He looks great. Edwin Jackson, another guy that I've talked to a lot. You know, there's, you know, Matt Kemp too, guy who just, you know, played with the Marlins. These are guys that you would never think that they're sitting at home waiting for that opportunity. And the way baseball's going is just, you're fortunate to even get that phone call. You're fortunate to even get looked at. So I've been through that route. I did it before with the Yankees. You know, it was an experience and a half. It kind of humbles you a little bit as you go along. You know, I know with the Marlins, it's not going to be an easy task. You guys got a bunch of young arms, young prospects. I'm just there to kind of like try to establish myself again as that pitcher that, you know, you guys can, you know, hopefully rely on and, you know, bring some kind of presence to the clubhouse or something like that. But again, I have to do my part. I have to show that I'm capable of pitching to their status quo. And, you know, I'm the division, I've been in that division for many years. And so it kind of, it's a win-win for all of us. I like the idea of being at home and playing with guys that I remember and have worked with in a couple of years. You know, I feel that the welcome mat will be nice and get in open arms.
Does it make you feel young and hungry again, coming up here, competing for something?
Absolutely. You know, you want to perform for your home crowd. You never want to let them down. You know, and not only that, they'll let you know even when you're long gone. You know, you remember this year. You know, I grew up, you know, in that area where I worked out in Hialeah too with Sergio Pacheco. Then we have one of our close friends that's a mechanic who's right next door to him who helps fix my car 90% of the time. So it's cool when they talked about was obviously the Marlins and watching my career blossom throughout the years. But when you see that kind of stuff, it's really cool to hear the stories, see the guys that really are big time Marlins fans. There's so many homegrown, like cold, hard-blooded, loving Marlins fans, you know, and the University of Miami, you know, mm-hmm. all cool. So I had a full ride to UM. It was almost a dream come true. This is what any kid in growing up in South Florida would dream to have. You know, you guys had Robert Andino, and Andino, yeah. he was our first from Florida that represented us all in a great way. Robert Andino is still to this day close friend, and you know he was the inspiration. He was the one that paved the way for us young guys to believe we can have a chance. Gabby Sanchez,
yeah,
another friend of mine, who gave me a call earlier today congratulating me. And these are people that I grew up playing with and throughout my career. And you know, you love hearing the stories. He'll let you know that he can hit off me. He goes, he'd still be playing if I was if he had to face me most of the time. So that's
He wasn't playing. He's not playing because he's sitting next to us in the radio booth now, which right where he belongs. As a former Hurricane, I could say I would have loved to see you there, but I understand why. Can't pass up a first round.
Absolutely.
Hey, you mentioned the MRI. Obviously, that comes back clean. That's a big hurdle. If it doesn't, probably not sitting here talking right now. But let me ask you this then. As someone, I have no idea what it takes, right? So if I say 2 weeks late coming to camp, sign the deal, for folks wondering, like, where are you at physically and how is your kind of spring training gone? Where are you going to slide right in here?
I think let me get the swing of things. You know, you have to get in that field. You know, you have to put the cleats back on and feel what it feels like doing PFPs, throwing. You know, a lot of the stuff I was working on was, you know, trying to get my shoulder strength back to normal and working on bullpens. Luckily, I had some kids there that were helping me. You know, but as far as that, I just want to get into the uniform wearing, the pants put on, you know, like lacing up the cleats, putting on a glove, playing PFPs, you know, talking baseball with the players there, you know, just getting that feel of baseball atmosphere again. You know, it was nice to get the job done, but now it's time to get the work in with the team. So for me, I think you give me a couple days, get the swing of things, just to, you know, get the feel of, you know, staying in cleats all day or practicing a little longer. You know, it's for me, I you could tell I'm going to spend a couple more hours than the usual cast that's going to be there. But I definitely want to feel it out. I want to get to know the area, the staff, you know, the players. It's going to be fun, man. I really think that the opportunity is going to be there and getting to see, you know, that uniform and that color. And it's just, man, it just brings goosebumps to just thinking about it.
It's probably unfair for me to then ask like how long it'll take you to get ready for the regular season, because it will be a day by day touch and feel type thing then, I assume.
I think it's hard to say because, you know, when I was with the Yankees minor league camp, I signed the minor league deal with the Yankees. I think it was 10 days left of camp and they were already packed up, ready to go home to New York. And I, You know, I think I had one outing that was two innings against the Blue Jays, and then my next starter was five innings, and then five innings, then six innings. So it was like right into things. Like trying to get the feel of things was, you had no other choice but to kind of get the arm going. But the good news is my shoulder's up to date. It's intact. So we're good to go. You know, we had a good team of doctors kind of do their due diligence, their homework. And obviously the Marlins would have never, you know, looked my way if they didn't feel that way. So
fighting for a job, you've seen the Marlins obviously a lot in your career, spent the bulk of your career in Washington, maybe, I guess, saw a little bit of what's coming now in 2019, a little with Milwaukee. But when you make the decision to sign with the Marlins on a minor league deal, a lot of starting pitching, young starting pitching coming up. Yeah. Well, do you dig in and do your homework on the organization before obviously making a big decision like this?
I think to me, like I had a chance to, you know, work with, you know, Pablito, Eli, a couple of guys that are in that rotation and have been pitching there. You know, I haven't had a chance to see the rest of the staff that, you know, are going to be their superstar guys. Obviously we know that, you know, I think that Jeter and Kim have both been doing their homework and doing their job by getting who they want, making sure these people come to work. You know, you don't want to just fill in a hole. You want to make sure that you're doing your part. And I think they have so many arms that can definitely do the job. And like I said, they're not going to just hand me the job. They know they have guys that can fill that spot and do their home, you know, do the due diligence by pitching and getting some wins. You know, they're already showing it that, you know, they're keeping low scoring games. They're out there, you know, kicking butt all the way to the ninth inning. So you guys have such a great talent, and it's going to be a great talent for years to come, especially in that division. You're going to have to keep that talent up there. And I think you guys have the team to kind of like put it together. You know, you guys got some guys that, you know, you can overlook the name, but the talent, you can't do that. You know, the name, you can probably say, all right, well, who's this young guy? But then you look at it and like, well, he's out there winning 15 games. You're going to know who this young guy is right away. So, and the same thing goes for their hitters. You guys got some guys that are going to be superstars in the making. You know, hopefully you guys can keep them for a long time. But, you know, to me, I just want to do my part and try to help out as much as I can with all the young guys and whatever I can do to help. You know, again, right. That's my job, is knowing my role and trying to fill in a spot that I can fill in that's going to help everyone out in a way that they.
Let me ask you about the role, because I've always found like the maturation process in the major leagues fascinating. Like young 19-year-old kids come up with blinders on. They just want to stay in the big leagues. They want to win. And then as guys get older, you see them start to appreciate the game more. So where you are now after 13 seasons in the major leagues, I've always like seen you from afar, Gio, and you're great with the media and you sound like an awesome teammate. Do you love just sitting down with a young kid, like a 6-0, like helping guys? Do you enjoy that part of where you're at now in your career?
Listen, I don't want to get all sobby, but I, you know, I got a chance to see Jose Fernandez from the gate. You know, that to me, it was like, I got to see him from the other side. You know, I wish I had a chance to get guys like that. And I think you guys got guys that are going to be like that. You know, it's hard to fill that hole, but you are going to have guys that are going to make a name for themselves. And you do put your arms back and you fold your arms and you look and you go, wow, this is incredible where baseball's become. You know, some of these guys are averaging 95 to 100 miles per hour. You know, that was almost rare to see. Now it's an average thing to see, you know. So when you got guys like Cito and, you know, Pablo and all these guys that there is room to grow, I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, I've always considered a pitching staff to be like a buffet. Everyone has something to bring to the table. You don't have to necessarily eat their part of the portion, but you can admire that it's there if you want it. So the best thing about baseball and what I've learned about it is always keep your ears open. You know, there's so much knowledge being thrown around in the locker room that all you have to do is just keep your ears open and keep your mouth shut and listen to what you want. And then when the opportunity comes to speak to who you want to ask, you know, you go over there, you learn your role. Coming up, you know, again, times have changed. Coming up, it was very rare that you can go up to a veteran guy and kind of speak your mind. Now it's almost welcoming. Like, we would love to have, you know, what you think, your peace of mind. And it goes vice versa, because I'm also learning too. I you never stop learning as you get older. You know, the game does teach you some new tricks at this age. And I remember I used to be a hard throwing guy. Now I gotta, you know, now I gotta pitch. So those are the things that you can either pass on, you can also teach, or you can adjust to what can work from what a young guy's perspective or what they think, and then, you know, try to put them together and see if it the pieces, you know, fall in place. But I think that I got to get to spring training first, right?
Yeah.
I got what it feels like, you know, this is, you know, I'm hoping for the best. And again, I hope that these young guys, you know, welcome me with open arms to, you know, speak their mind, come bring it. I like to hear the conversations, and it's good to have some confident guys on that mound. Right. You know, you have it. If you don't have the confidence to go out there and pitch and feel like you can go out there and pitch, it's going to be a rough year, and it's going to be a tough career for you.
You're walking into a great clubhouse. I got two more for you, Gio. You sure. mentioned today. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I know he was very close to you, and I know how much he meant to this community. Does this make it at all more special to wear the Marlins uniform out of curiosity?
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. I the story just alone is sad for all ends of the families and everyone that was going through the issues. And, you know, but we do have, you know, his mother, the baby, his baby, you know, everybody. For me, Jose is, you know, dear to our hearts, what he brought to the community and what he, you know, the joy he brought to baseball was by far the best one I've seen as far as energy wise. You know, he will be missed, and it'll be one of those things where you have to represent it the right way. You know, just it's one of those sad things where, you know, I remember pitching on his birthday, and it still gives you goosebumps talking about that story. You know, that was just an emotional day for all of us. You know, even playing against the Marlins, you know, you can see that it was everyone just trying to get through those games and feel, you know, we're you know, it's a tough loss. But now that I get to wear the Marlins uniform, I want to represent it not just for the community. I want to represent it for Hialeah. I want to represent it for my family. You know, if I get a chance to be up there and pitch one day in front of the home crowd, it would truly be a dream come true, and it would be something to check off that bucket list.
I hope I don't sell you short. Was that the gem you twirled, like the one hitter or the no hitter at Marlins Park?
It was.
I thought
it was,
so.
It was tough. I mean, it was an emotional day. You know, it was one of those, both sides were just, you know, it was a low scoring game because even you ran into a one hitter. Game of one run. So it was a 1-0 game, and we both threw a one hitter. So it was, I'm telling you, it's hard to explain it. That story goes over and over. You know, I remember Robledo gave me a baseball with Jose's initials on the baseball while I was warming up. So it was emotional. I saw his daughter, you know, before I went out and pitched. You know, I'm taking a picture with the daughter and Ralphie, and you know, it's just emotional. It really is. It still to this day, it's hard to speak about. And you know, I want to represent the Marlins the best way possible. And I think that, you know, I just want an opportunity. If they give it to me, I'm going to try to do my best to take full advantage of it.
And if they give it to you, on a lighter note, on the way out the door, I want to know, does the pregame meal when you get to Miami come from a favorite Hialeah restaurant? And will you pay homage to any particular music in terms of an intro music if you're out there on the mound?
Oh, man. There's so many choices, but you got to go. You got to go with your hometown hero, you know, Pitbull, who started it, Trick Daddy, Rick Ross. Yeah, the list goes on. You know, I think that there is some music that I remember that really, really hit home. And I got my guy, one of my close friends, best friend, actually, Alex Izquierdo. He's a music producer, writer, singer, and he wrote a song that represents Hialeah, Florida. So this is the choices are so out there. It's going to be hard to pick one. So, but I got Izquierdo. He had a theme song for the Miami Heat, who they played for over and over. So might be him. So who knows? I want to keep that secret until the, you know, decision is made. You know, I can't throw it out there yet.
All right, Gio. Well, listen, I would say after an amazing 13-year big league career to date and being the little boy in Hialeah who just wanted probably the ice cream after the game when he pitched well, you're about to put on the Miami Marlins uniform. So welcome. Congratulations. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you with the media here in a couple of days up in Jupiter. So give it your best, man. We're so happy for you and we can't wait to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really am. I can't wait. Hopefully we get to shake hands in person.
He's had one heck of a career. He said, you heard him, it's a dream come true to be in Miami. And hopefully Gio Gonzalez can add to his wildly successful big league career with another season on the back of his baseball card. But this time, it's going to be with his hometown, Miami Marlins. Don't forget, if you've missed anything at all recently on the podcast, it's available on marlins.com/beyondthebases or wherever you get your podcast. That's it. We're out of time, but stay safe. Take care. Spring training is a full go. You can catch us on marlins.com or the Marlins Facebook page and the MLB app, and we're going to chat with you again real soon.